feel like I need to go back over some things that God continued to say in Romans chapter number 1. And you know, it's not a joy to have to say it. It's not, you know, there may be some people that seem like, glad they get to preach on sin. It's, I'm not happy that people are going to hell. I guess that's the way I'm putting it. I'm disturbed. I'm truly disturbed about the condition of people in society today. And it's not as though it hadn't never been that way. It has been this way before. At other times, again, what the apostle is talking about here in Romans 1, he's talking about a past event, a past time when people, there were people that, they in their mind, they knew there was a God up there. But they became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. And I want us to look at some things tonight that they gain by putting things away. What the world gained, and you can't even really call it gained, what they received. Let me say it that way. What the world received by putting away God and the truth. When you look at the language here, this is some of the strongest language in the King James Bible, revealing the very person that he's talking about here, the wickedness of these types of sins. And clearly showing how any man can say he's a man of God and say that it's okay for people to live that way, that man has got a perverted view of who God is and what God's Word says. But there are many, that will, welcome them on in just like any other member. Now, I say this, any sinner's welcome to come and sit and hear. I'm not talking about keeping sinners out of God's house. No, my goodness, they need to be brought in to where they can hear. But I'm talking about bringing them into fellowship, saying it's no difference. There's a great difference. And I want to make this statement. The argument of this type of sin and from this generation has been to try to paste themselves as a people and say they have the same struggle as the Jews have or the blacks had And they try to paint themselves as a people. This has nothing to do with being red, yellow, black, or white, male or female. This has to do with perversion of sin and immorality. And so you cannot, say that the LGBTQ, ABCDFG, whatever it is, a people like, any other people's movement has been. This is a perversion of morality. Has nothing to do with being born somewhere. So, and it's all because they, they have that foolish heart, a godless heart, and their thoughts, what's in their mind is vain. It is vain. In verse 24, the Bible says, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness. See, this is unclean. This is something that's unclean. Through the lusts of their own hearts. This is not love, people. They say they love, they love one another. No, they are burned in their lust one toward another. It is a lust, a dark lust. So here God has gave them up to uncleanness. Now let me tell you something. God never has said that about a fornicator or an adulterer. But when it comes to sodomy, are you listening to me? Why? Because even though the fornicator or the adulterer, that is a sin outside of the marital vow and it's against God, it's still a very natural thing. It's supposed to be between a husband and a wife. It's not an unclean thing. But now, perverting it, that makes it unclean. God gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies. Dishonor. They are living in dishonor. They may say they have a certain pride about them. They want to have a certain kind of pride. It is a very vile pride. If you're proud to have dishonor, if you're proud to be a fool, if you're proud to be a part of that is unclean, how can anyone with a level head be proud to be a part of something like that? That should be a shame. Shouldn't be proud of that. They should be ashamed of that. And they'll never get help until a person sees, listen, of any sin, to be ashamed of it. So he says, they dishonor their own bodies between themselves. who changed the truth of God into a lie. What is the truth of God? That God made man, God made woman to be an helpmeet for man. That's God's truth. That is the way that God designed that a man and a woman be married and come together. That they procreate, they have children. That is God's design. They have changed the truth of God into a lie. It started out years ago, you know, doing away with marriage and just living together. And that's why, listen, it's sad to say, but there is a majority of people, it is in the majority today, that cannot stay married. The majority are divorcing. There's no honor to the commitment they make to that person. That oath that they took, not only to that person, but before God. And they want to just completely get God out of it. I'll get to that here in just a minute. I mean, what they want to do is, they don't even want to retain God in verse 28. They don't even want to recognize God. So then there's no guilt. No guilt. No guilt of sin. No guilt of you know, why that it happened. Why that they very quickly give up. Why they go on and go right against what the Word of God says. What Jesus even had taught about fornication. A man taking another man's wife. A woman having another woman's husband. All of those things that our Lord spoke about. And they go beyond that. They changed the truth of God into a lie. So they have received, instead of truth, they want the lie. They want the lie. They have received the lie. They have received uncleanness. This is what they're receiving by putting God out. Uncleanness, dishonor, a lie, and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. They honor that, you know, more than honoring God and what God says. They have humanism. Man is his own God. Man does what feels good. What I think is, they'll even say it in high offices. My truth and your truth may be two different things, but if it's truth to me, and what you believe, it is truth to you. That's about the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. You may not can see that from here, but that's a dark blue pen. And it's got like a brass gold tone. But that's a dark blue pen. This is a black jacket. And that's the truth. Now, whether people want to believe that or not, that, you know, well, I think it's, you know, I just think it's a black pen and a navy jacket. That's just what I believe. That's the craziest thing for somebody to take something that is, and just because they don't want it to be, they think saying so makes it so. And saying so doesn't make it so. Amen? They can say there is no God all day long. That's not going to keep him from being in the third heaven, watching the affairs of men, soon to send his son. There is a God in heaven, and it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But they served the creature more than the creator. They worshiped and served. Don't you notice that? They worshiped and served the creature more than the creator. Let me move on. Who is blessed forever, amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. Here's something else they've received. Vile affections. Evil passions. Vile. Wicked. Nasty. Affections. Amen? A man is not supposed to have affections. You say, what about girly? Amen. God makes a man a certain way. And he needs to be a man. And he needs to be raised a man. And a woman, amen, she don't need to be tougher than all the guys. She's not a guy. Don't need to try to be a guy. If you're a female, be a female. If you're a male, be a male. We've got people today. We've got guys that want to be girls and girls that want to be guys. Vile. They've got vile affections. And the women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. The women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. She is to be an helpmeet. She is to be a mother, a bearer of children. And they want to completely take that away. And go against that. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman. Burned in their lust one toward another. He says it plainly. Men with men, working that which is unseemly. Receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meat. They have received a recompense, a payment of error. What is that payment of error? And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. That's the payment. That is the recompense of their error. When a man leaves the natural use of the woman, and men are with men doing that which is unseemly, listen, wicked, vile, they will receive a recompense, a payment. The payment of that is a reprobate mind. A man cannot be with another man and it not mess up his mind. A woman cannot be with another woman that way and it not mess up their mind. It's like a hot iron having their conscience seared with a hot iron. That's what that kind of immorality does to somebody.
Right.
You say, how can you prove that, Brother Mark? How do you know that? Well, the Bible says it.
Hey.
I've ran into a few in my lifetime, but I have known of undercover policemen that live the life of gangsters, drug addicts, you know, even murderers. I mean, they are deep undercover. And they said, just knowing that they're a policeman, just getting in that life and having to live that life, even to a certain point, messes up their mind. It begins to mess up their mind. You can't do some things like that and it not mess up your mind. It will tear up your mind. The devil, he is absolutely behind every bit of it. He seeks to kill, to steal, and to destroy. He wants to steal the natural use, steal it from them. Steal the manhood from the men. Steal the womanhood from the women. Change them. Give them what is vile. Amen. Give them lies. It all started, they began to change. They began to change and changed even their belief. Changed the truth. Changed the truth of God into a lie. Changed the natural use. Do you see how all the change? Changed the glory of the uncorruptible God. Change, change, change. They want to change it. That means pervert it. To pervert it. It's not meant to be that way. Amen? When something is not meant to work or to do a certain way or to be used a certain way, or it has a certain purpose to take that, whatever that it is, and completely work it to do something totally different, is to pervert that. And that's what they are. Perverts. They don't want to be called pervert. I'm telling you, they don't want to hear that they are perverted. That they have perverted something. They want to be accepted. They want to be accepted. And I'm going to tell you something. These are some of the angriest, hatefulest, meanest people you'll ever run into. Amen. I mean, they are. Mad. Mad at the world. Because we don't accept them. We don't accept them. They're mad. They're angry. Angry about it. Filled with it. Listen, the Bible says on down, you can read it in verse 27, the men leaving the natural use of the woman burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. They don't want to acknowledge God. They don't even want to, they don't want to even think that there's a God in heaven. They don't want to acknowledge God at all. The very existence of Him. They don't want, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Being filled. And I looked up that word. That means completely full. With all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. They are completely full. When something's full, it has no room for anything else. They are full of their wickedness. There's no room for God at all. That was the thought that I got. No room for the Holy Spirit to even try to get in. They are completely full of these things. It's amazing that he put that disobedient to parents in here. You know what they want? They want these kids to be able to go right against their parents, regardless of what their parents say, without their parents' consent. The Holy Spirit knows the extent of the sin of man and the reprobate mind, the vileness and the wickedness. Listen, and I say this to children, don't let being disobedient to parents send you down a road that could lead to something far worse. Amen. I mean, listen, when you begin to do something, then there'll be something worse. The devil, he'll walk with you. He'll see just how many steps you want to take. Amen? Just how deep in the water do I want to go? Till I start swimming. Just one more step. And another step. Before long, listen, you're not just, you know, covered with one sin. And a lot of it starts out that way. Disobedient to parents. A lot of kids get 18, they think, well, I can just leave home. I'm 18, I'm, you know, and boom, gone, out the door. And it don't stop there. Before long, they are haters of God, full of envy, amen, fornicating. One thing just leads to another. Just, and you say, well, I'll only go so far. You don't know how far your flesh will go. You can't trust the flesh. I don't trust the flesh. I don't trust my flesh. Don't trust your flesh. Amen. I don't. You can't trust the flesh. Lord have mercy. Without understanding. Unmerciful. See, they don't want any sign of the Spirit of God anywhere near a person that gets raveled in to be sucked down a path of immorality. Because if that person has an ounce of mercy, they might get an ounce of mercy. But see, if you don't know how to give mercy or how to forgive, you're not going to get forgiveness and you're not going to get mercy. Isn't that what Jesus said? Said you forgive, if you can't forgive men of their sin, neither will your Heavenly Father forgive you yours. You hold on to something, God will not forgive you. It's a terrible shape to get in. And it's not just, listen, sodomites that are perverted. There's a lot of these things that, listen, a man that's a murderer has a perverted mind. That he thinks it's okay to take and kill. I'm not talking about men and women that have had to go and defend our country from our enemies. I'm not talking about war. I'm talking about people that get out, and I mean just in mean, wicked, hunting for somebody to murder. Want to take their life. That's perverted. The many ways. That's why we say, you know, how important that it is. God's got an order. God's got His truth. God's got an order. There's a way that things, God wants things to be. And when the devil takes and twists those things in a man's home, in a church, wherever that may be, he is trying to pervert it. Because he knows the outcome is not going to be right. It's going to be totally against what God wanted. Without understanding, covenant breakers. Without natural affection. Without natural affection. No natural affection. I mean, no natural affection. Completely without it. What is natural affection? A man to love his wife. If they have children, they love their children. And when you take God out, you can receive an unnatural affection. You find yourself not even caring for your own children. Think about that. Lord of mercy, I've got to hurry. I've went further than I meant to. I love you this evening. I appreciate the church. Thank God for you that are here. We need to be reminded of these things, and we need to remind others of these things. God bless your heart. I'm just gonna stop right there. The last.